Welcome to the Diz Lizney Podcast. This is your host, Elizabeth, and I am excited to announce that this week is our trip report back from September. I realize that it is very late, however, it took this much time to edit it and get it pieced together. The holidays did not help the situation, neither did getting a dog. So the male voice that you hear in the recording is my husband, Steve, and it is just the two of us discussing exactly what we did, kind of the time frame that we did it in, and all the stuff that we got to see and enjoy on our trip. So I hope you enjoy it. I apologize right now for it being kind of lengthy. If hopefully you make it through all the way. If not, maybe you can skip around. Let me know how much you enjoyed it in the comments below. If anything jumped out to you that you want to comment on, I would really appreciate it. And here we go.
How
wow.
How are you?
I'm okay. Today was our sleeping day.
Yeah, show off the room, our wonderful abode for our week of fun room relaxation.
It's not bad. No. Well, it's kind of messy. I mean, we're kind of messy people.
We are messy people.
No, you know what? We're not dirty. You just cluttery.
Exactly. We're on vacation. We don't care how hard it is
right now. Comfy beds. We have two beds. Making use of having two beds.
Sadly, yes.
The problem is that neither of the beds are queen.
Yes,
they're full. And I like to hog the bed, right?
Yes, you do like to hog the bed.
You like to hog the bed too, right?
No, I've been trained to stay in one little section. So this has actually been enjoyable.
Yeah. Maybe we should upgrade at some point and get a king-size bed.
Yeah, but we are perfectly comfy.
Alright, so today was our sleeping day, and what time did I get up?
From what I recall, 8 o'clock, which I have no idea why you woke up at 8 o'clock.
I don't know either.
I slept in until 10.
I couldn't sleep anymore.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So what?
10 was the longest I could let you sleep.
I'm sorry.
And then I couldn't be by myself anymore.
After last night's fun time that we had.
What kind of fun did we do?
Oh my gosh, where do we begin? Let's see, our evening. We first
we'll just start right from the beginning.
Oh, like evening? Like we went to Downtown Disney?
Yeah, right when we got off the bus.
Where so did we go? Got off the bus and we walked over to Disney Quest.
And what did we do there?
Well it was five. Let me say that again. Five.
Did you say five?
I said five.
Five.
Yes.
That's a new word. I like it. Five.
Five floors of gaming and virtual reality. And what was great about it is we had vouchers to get in for free.
You did. How much would it have cost?
Oh my gosh, $45.
But it's unlimited play, correct?
But it's unlimited play all day.
Right.
And there was like something for $35. I can't remember what it was.
But probably yes. A couple hours.
So we got $90 worth of stuff for free. Awesome.
All right. So what was the first thing that you see when you walk in?
Well, technically, it's the third floor. We got sent up to the third floor. And the first thing you see is a big thing of Wreck-It Ralph. And the first thing we did, we're like, oh, yeah. We all wanted to get that picture of Ralph, so we got that picture. And then after that, we went and played Fix-It Felix Jr.
I still can't believe that they made an actual arcade game called Fix-It Felix Jr.
But it was made in 1982. Didn't you see the little trademark on it?
Really?
Yeah.
It was a legit game before it was a movie?
Yeah, I think so. Unless they just replicated
it. No, I think that the game was original to the movie.
Really?
I believe so. But
whatever.
I also know that Wreck-It Ralph has been in production for like 20 years. So like they've concept of them doing a movie like that has always
been
has been around for 20 years.
Right.
Anyway.
So anyway, we did that, and then.
Who did we see there? There was a little boy.
Oh, yeah, I was getting my butt kicked by a little freaking 9-year-old.
Which is surprising, because you pick up video games quick.
In all honesty, I've been playing for 3 minutes.
That's true. If another 10 more minutes and you probably could have gone.
I was starting to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
Don't start focusing all on me. Why don't you do some of you, too?
I will.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Disney Quest is you.
Okay, fine, Disney Quest. Alright, then, we went and did Agrabah's...
The Flying Carpets. Aladdin's Flying Carpets.
Yeah, Aladdin's Flying Carpets. Virtual reality.
Yeah.
Where... It was pretty funny. The guy behind us, who is just as tall as me, asked if there was a height requirement. I'm like, dude, I think we're fine, but... Yeah,
I thought he was shorter than you.
No, he was maybe an inch or so, but... In all honesty, I thought he was asking like as if he had like a little kid or something that, like he was coming to check it out, but no, I mean I'm pretty sure he was.
This
my
is
age.
The guy that came and sat with us.
Yeah, with that funky accent, I have no idea where he's from. But anyway, off topic. So we got to sit down this virtual reality thing, and let's see, what color monkey? You were what, yellow, Babu?
Well, you had to tell me, I couldn't see myself.
Yeah, you were yellow. What color was I?
I think you were green.
Okay, and the guy with us was pink.
Yeah.
And the idea was we get to fly around Agrabah collecting crystals to rescue the genie to beat Jafar. And we found the genie. Right?
It was a short game.
It was a short game.
I don't think you can die either in those games, but...
I fought a giant scorpion thing, so... It was scary.
It was still fun.
It was fun. It was fun. Let's see, and then we went downstairs and we did, I don't remember what it was called, but it was basically we were in an inflatable raft. Going back in time with dinosaurs, we literally were paddling and the waves were...
That was fun.
...being altered by with the air, so it made you feel like you were actually going down the rapids. We're like, whoa.
I got sprayed by water.
No, I didn't get sprayed by
water. I did, a couple times. So like when you splash...
Right.
...into... Like you're coming off like a...
Right.
...a cliff.
And then after that, we went and did Pirates of the Caribbean.
That was my favorite, I think.
That was pretty fun. We're in half a room.
Yeah.
3D, like around the open waters, and we had cannons. We're shooting cannonballs, trying to steal gold, and then at the end, we had to beat a ghost ship.
Which we totally did
before it sank us. We won the game. Just us two, we're like, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had an autopilot. Usually, if there's more than three people, there's a captain who sails the ship. Where we didn't have that.
Yeah, so it was fun. And then the last virtual reality thing...
The alien thing.
...was, yeah, we were transported to alien...
We had to save the colonists.
Yeah, save colonists. That was kind of interesting.
It was kind of a letdown after the pirates.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it was still fun.
Yeah, it was still... I feel like it would have been better if it wasn't just the two of us and we had more people.
Yeah, we had more people doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Let's see, what did I get to play? Oh, we went and played some screwed up Tetris that we sucked at.
Yeah, that was really weird.
We played some air hockey, which I won. Yay. What was that? Speed of Light. Was that what it was called? Speed of Light?
Yeah.
We had to stand and all these lights lit up and you had to whack them as fast as you can.
In 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds. That was
And then
cool.
You get a bonus round.
But you gotta and go real fast.
You gotta hit all of them within 3 seconds.
Which
I
did.
Yeah, you did pretty good. I think if you did it a couple more times, you could have beat the record.
Oh yeah, 970. I only had like
I know, 70. But I feel like you could have given enough time. Your arms are long enough. And your reaction time is quick enough, you could have.
Think about it.
You got 540, half of what the record keeper is. How long do you think it took the person to get the record?
Probably a long time. I think they had two people helping me.
You think so?
Because I was going pretty damn fast.
You were.
I don't know, you just gotta have that peripheral vision. Just gotta look at everything. It's like lights. You can't just stare in one spot. You actually have to go blindly.
Yeah, you just gotta hit the lights.
And then, yeah, that's what we did for Disney.
We played air hockey.
I said that.
Oh, you won. Except not because you had skill, because I kept hitting it in my own.
That was skill, just to let it go by. I had to hit it. And then we left, and then we went to the next thing, which I think you should talk about, because I'm done talking, I'm done talking, so maybe you should turn that into yourself.
Well, why don't I just close this one out and we start a new one, so I can fix my hair?
No, we're showing ourselves.
I don't want people
fun.
To see me like
it's
this.
It's
fine.
Let go. Rotate. There she is.
No.
That beautiful. Oh, no. 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 Come on. There she is. See, you look all cute. All right, honey. Where did we go after Disney Quest?
Okay, after Disney Quest, we went to Splitsville.
Oh, and what is Splitsville?
It's actually brand new to Downtown Disney. It is, you can bowl and eat at the same time, but I feel like you could do that at any bowling alley. So I guess I don't understand what the whole hype is on this place, but it's really cool. They've got a couple bars in there. They've got, the bowling alley is nice because it's not just all one, like, lane right after lane right after lane, and everybody lines up in their lane. The lanes are spread out between two floors, and there's like, I don't know, five lanes in one space.
That sounds about right.
Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably about four or five different places that there's five lanes.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it would have been fun to go bowling, but it was really expensive.
$20 a person.
And unless they, like, had something where you could be the ball bowling or something, or you were the pin and the other person was the ball, then maybe I would have paid $20 to do it, but $20 to just do regular bowling was out of the price range, and I can spend $20 on a little bit better than that.
Which we did spend $20 on some better stuff. We'll get to that later.
Bowling in Milwaukee for less than $20. And
right. So anyway, we went upstairs and went to our table.
We decided to eat dinner there anyway.
Yep, yep.
I've heard good things. I had the barbecue chicken nachos without jalapenos.
Yeah, which were really good.
They were really good.
And what was your drink that you had?
I don't know.
It was a Kool-Aid bowl. And you got it. I don't know where the little thing. Oh, that's right. I washed it.
She recommended a drink, remember?
Yeah, but you got it. The Kool-Aid bowl.
But you can get all of your drinks in that. Like, it wasn't.
Okay, but yours was called the Kool-Aid bowl.
Oh, was it?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. You had the Kool-Aid bowl.
Okay.
Okay, and you had it in it, and you bought it in a.
It came in a special.
Take home container.
Take home glass. Which is kind of nice because I feel like I'm going to put all of my
alcoholic drinks in.
It is perfect for drinking alcohol because it will not spill, basically. Although I managed to
spill
that.
Let's see. And then what did I have?
You had something that looked like a fishbowl, but.
Yeah, it was called a beach bowl. Yeah, it was a beach bowl. It was pretty good. And what I had for dinner was very interesting because there was sushi at the bowling alley.
At the bowling alley.
Which was absolutely awesome. And do you remember what the names of my two sushi rolls were?
I know the one for sure was the Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
And it was kind of cool.
Because
there
was
pictures. We have pictures.
Yeah, we'll post those later.
And one side was with the sushi wrapped with seaweed.
Yep, that was the Beast.
And that was the Beast. And the other side, the sushi
had the salmon
was rolled up in the seaweed, but the rice was on the outside, and they had the salmon on the top.
And that was the Beauty.
And the two drizzles, the one on the side was a dark drizzle, and the other side was a yellow drizzle. Or no, the one
you're right.
With the Beast was a brown
to
represent the Beast, and the other one was yellow to represent Beauty.
Yep.
Bell. It was really cool.
And you remember the name of the other roll I had?
I do not.
The Ninja Crunch.
That's right. That one was really good. I'm not a sushi person, but that one was good.
Yes, that was really good. And I think it was at that point after dinner that we decided we were going to continue our drinking game.
Well, we were having fun.
I know we were having
fun. So then we went to the Planet Hollywood because we had a voucher for a free souvenir.
Yes,
which we did. Ended up only being a small keychain. But that's all right. It was free, right?
Which was kind of a bummer. But that's okay.
But it got us at the Planet Hollywood, which I think you were kind of... You wanted to kind of go see inside and check it out.
Well, come on. They say they have claimed, used Hollywood props and stuff. That's true. That's cool.
It is really cool.
So we went in.
We just sat at the bar, and I got the Dark Knight.
No, I got the Dark Knight.
Oh, you got the Dark Knight. I got the Iron Man.
Yeah, and you got the Iron Man. And then we both had
a gummy bear
shot. Gummy bear shot, which we got free commemorative glasses.
Yep. Two free shot glasses from Planet Hollywood.
Those are pretty freaking good.
I guess we're starting a shot glass collection.
I guess we'll have to, yeah.
Well, they're cheap, and you just go to a bar and you get one, right?
Pretty much. And all the cool things we saw on Planet Hollywood. Oh, we saw the Iron Man outfit.
The new one, right?
Yeah, from Iron Man 3. That was cool.
I saw Leonardo DiCaprio's outfit that he wore on Titanic. Also, I saw a dress that she wore on Titanic, too. Really pretty one.
Right.
I think that the movie doesn't do the dress justice, actually, because it was beautiful.
Yeah, the dress was pretty nice.
Oh, we saw the ship from Princess Bride.
Yes, we did see the ship from Princess Bride. That's out. We saw the racing.
Oh yeah,
softball.
Gina Davis's baseball uniform for A League of Their Own.
Yeah, yeah, and a variety of other things which we have plenty of pictures of.
Yep, lots of pictures. So.
And don't forget in my. Partially drunken stupor, we went back to the candy cauldron.
I didn't even eat it yet.
And let's see. I got two pieces of Rocky Road fudge and an Oreo covered Mickey Mouse Rice Krispie treat, which I'm gonna go eat. And it sounds pretty good right now.
And then we went to Wetzel's Pretzels.
Oh my god!
We got to Wetzel's Dog, which is kind of cool because it's on the Disney dining plan, so they were free.
Yay, snack packs.
So then, after that, we went on to our last stop, which was Raglan Road. It's an Irish pub.
Yes, it is an Irish pub.
And they're supposed to do Irish dancing every hour on the hour, except after 11 o'clock, which is right around the time.
We got there. We're too late. So but it was a very cool place.
It was really cool.
There was an Irish band in there.
Yeah, they were playing the banjo and the
guitar.
The violin. Maybe it was a fiddle. I
don't know.
And then they had this weird drum, which was kind of cool. I did get a short video of it, I think, on my phone.
We'll make it in the next movie. But then what did we have for drinks? It was really good, Bailey's Shake.
That's right.
It was just vanilla ice cream, Bailey's, and coffee liqueur.
It was really good.
How do I remember all this?
I don't know the names. I know what it tasted like, though.
Oh.
It was very good.
It was then at this point where we kind of felt a little bit tipsy.
We decided that maybe it was time to
go. Maybe it was time to go. I was freaking out by the lights in the trees.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I'm like, wow.
We were going to go shopping, I think.
Yeah, but all the stores were closing.
I guess only the bars are open until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
The stores. But I think it would be smart for them to keep the stores open until all the drunk people are gone. Because if you think about it, the drunk people are going to come in and spend random money on random crap.
Right.
And the stores would make more. Just because they're drunk and they're like, hey, this is cool. Even though if they were sober, they probably wouldn't think that it's really cool. You know what I mean?
This is so sweet.
That's what I think. But who am I? Alright, so that was our night last night, but let's talk about our trip in general. Let me do this.
Okay, passing it back to you. Hold on, people. We're going to be rotating here. It's going kind of slow. Hold on. I'm going to get my hand out here. Oh, we're looking at. Smooth transition. How's my hair? Does it look like crap? Yeah, that's okay. Hello.
Okay. We're on vacation. It's
okay. We're on vacation. It is lazy day.
All right, so let's talk about our trip in general.
Well,
like, so what is your experience with it, and how are you having a good time?
Oh, yes, I'm having a great time. I actually thought the drive itself down here, I mean, obviously we were tired, it is a long drive, but it was actually a very pleasant drive. I mean, we didn't hit any sort of road construction or any...
Of course we drove at night, though.
Yeah, but the majority of it, yes, was at night, but it's not like we really ran into anything that impeded our travel. Like, we went, I mean...
Except for Chicago,
my God. Though, even Chicago wasn't that bad.
This time around, it really wasn't.
It was like, what, an hour? We were kind of stuck, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Of course, we did leave earlier, which is what we do.
Yeah, but we also left on a Friday, and I'm sure a lot of people took Friday off.
Yeah.
And left probably about the same time that we did, too. So,
yeah.
An hour really was not that bad for Chicago.
Yeah, it's kind of lame. I mean, yeah, traveling down, I mean, Indiana, the windmill farms were really sweet, and... obviously, pretty much the rest of the trip was all in the dark. So
yeah, you can't really see.
But I didn't get to admire anything. So, hopefully on the way back when we're leaving, you know, during the day, we can catch a lot more of the interesting sights and sounds through the other states. But, so far, so good. I mean, this is definitely, for both of us, a well-earned vacation. And we needed it. I mean, you know, work and being from school and such. I mean, I can tell you right now, I needed a break. I needed a break.
I think we're getting one, too. I think we're not overextending ourselves. I think that we are taking it kind of easy and just...
We're
just doing the things that we want to do, but yet not feeling like we... Well, like,
we're having fun being together.
Yeah.
I think that's what we needed. I mean, it's not just having fun for ourselves, but just...
This is a really good time to go because there are virtually no lines for anything.
Yeah, we really haven't waited...
I think the longest wait was for Thunder Mountain, and it was only because it had
20 minutes.
And I think the only reason for that was because
right
it had just closed.
Oh yeah, it closed because of the rain.
And everybody with a fast pass, even though the fast pass had expired, they still get to go on because it expired during the time that it closed.
Yeah.
So that's why it was kind of busy. But even still, that wasn't even 20 minutes. It said 20 minutes. It wasn't 20 minutes. Every line that we've been in, it kept moving. There was no real, you know, we have, like, they have all this stuff in the lines now because they're, like, kind of doing interactive cubes. Like, the line to Dinosaur is, like, a whole museum of just, of...
Dinosaur stuff.
Dinosaur bones and all that kind of stuff that I would have liked to actually maybe
stop and
read.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can't, there's no stopping. You gotta keep going, keep moving in the line, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think this trip has been a lot about the characters, too. We've gotten a lot of pictures with characters. What characters have we seen on this trip?
Well, let's see. We saw Tiana and Naveen, sorry.
In their human form, of course.
Of course. And Naveen played his part quite well.
He was the perfect person to play Naveen.
He had the voice and the way that he talked, and just down.
His mannerisms, I think, too, would totally be Naveen.
I'm not saying Tiana
even had the dimple.
He had the dimple, yeah. Good.
She sounded just like her, too.
Yeah, she did.
I think that they are getting more into that, where characters are really playing the part of the character.
I agree. Let's see, who else did we see? Well, we saw Rapunzel.
She was good, too.
She did really, really well. We saw Laura.
She even had freckles, did you notice
that? Yeah, she did. I'm still kind of hoping to see the brown-haired Rapunzel.
Oh, you forgot to say anything to her.
Oh, yes, I should have asked her. That would
have
been kind of strange.
Flynn
cut your hair off?
I want to know what she would say to that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. But then, we saw Aurora. And then we saw Cinderella. Really. And then we saw Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins didn't have a photographer, but...
Yeah, well, we just happened to see her, and then we caught her.
I saw her.
Oh, yes, you saw her. You're like, oh, Mary Poppins. Get
it. All I saw was the dress, and I knew exactly who it was.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Let's see, and then who did we see yesterday? Oh, we saw Pocahontas and Baloo and King Louie.
You know, the Animal Kingdom is the only place you can see Pocahontas. Did you know that?
And
And there was Chip and Dale and Donald, but honestly, everyone cares.
Well, I think we're having breakfast with them. Kate May's. So.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's our big Saturday.
So, actually, ironically, we're in Disney World, and we have not seen Mickey, Minnie. We saw Pluto. We didn't get a picture with Pluto, but we saw him.
Oh, let's see who else we see. Oh, we saw Stitch.
Did we see him?
At the dog thing.
Oh, yeah, we saw him, but we didn't, like, interact with him.
Doug. Squirrel!
That was funny. We saw a glimpse of Buzz Lightyear, but we didn't stop with him.
We didn't stop with him. We have not really seen, I mean, other than, like, the shows that they were on, we haven't really seen Mickey or Minnie.
I can't, but I'm like, we're gonna eat breakfast with them, we might as well just wait.
So, I know you can honestly admit this, who's the two people we really want to get pictures with?
Well, you really want to get pictures with Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope.
Hell yeah. Wreck-It. Oh, come on, you know you want to as well.
Do you know where they are located? Do you remember?
Hollywood Studios.
Where in Hollywood Studios?
Oh,
I believe it's at the Animation Pavilion. So where you would do the art of animation, and then I think there's a museum in there too.
Ooh, I'd want to go check out the museum.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are all the characters. Do we miss any?
I don't think so. I think it's all the whole series.
I think you're right. What has been your favorite part?
Just in general?
Yeah.
Well, the Disney Quest is pretty freaking fun.
That was your favorite?
I'm just saying it's been fun. I think my favorite was the safari track. Seeing all the different animals and stuff.
Like, in their natural habitat. Not, like, at the zoo where they're in a cage
I still kind of wanted to pet the ostriches, though.
I probably could have reached my hand out and touched it, but...
Both of them. There were two.
Yeah.
Oh, remember the ostrich eggs?
Yeah, they were... I don't know that we got a picture of them, though, unless you did.
No, I didn't get a picture. We saw them.
So I have to tell you that we have taken a crap ton of pictures.
Well, that's good though. This is
what on my photo stream, I used to only have like, I don't remember what I have, but I'm pretty sure we've taken 400 pictures or more already on this trip.
And then we're gonna combine all this into one awesome presentation.
So where have we eaten? Where are the good places besides Downtown Disney? Because we already covered that.
We had Be Our Guest for our anniversary.
And how was that?
That was pretty darn good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
Oh, we forgot to say we saw the Beast.
We were talking about characters. Yeah, so we saw the Beast and Be Our Guest restaurant. Jeez. And we did get our picture taken with them. That was pretty cool. Oh my gosh, the inside of that place.
It was just like the movie.
Perfect.
The ballroom was... They went all out and did, like, every detail. It was even snowing, like it does in the movie.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, just looking at the people walking on their faces.
I know. The doors open on their own. Tap it and it opens. Just like it would at a magical...
Yeah.
An enchanted castle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what about those statue, the knights?
Oh, they talk.
They talk. I think they move a little bit too, don't they?
I didn't see them move.
It would have been funny if they did what they do in the movie where they turn their head and turn it back.
Oh, that'd be freaky. like they're turning their head and you think you're looking at them, snap back. That'd be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could figure out how to do that somehow.
I'm sure they could. Oh, let's see. Well, then yesterday with the Yak and Yeti. And what else did we go?
That was for table restaurants. That was it.
Oh yeah, well, Wolfgang Express for the quick service.
We talked about that.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
How about some of the shows that we saw at Animal Kingdom yesterday?
Oh yeah, well, we saw Finding Nemo, the musical.
I thought that was really cool.
It was really, really good.
I thought that they put a lot of detail into like Nigel and Crush the Turtle.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
They're all puppets basically, but.
They're huge.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty... They're big puppets. That's what they are.
Then we saw the Lion King thing.
Festival of the Lion King. It was just kind of like a circus, I thought. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that Simba was a little bit more involved in it somehow, but...
I think because we missed like the first 3 minutes or 5 minutes of it.
Yeah,
I think
Simba even really didn't get out. We were there before Simba came out on his thing, remember? He's like standing in his little party rock thing in the corner. Oh, never mind.
No, he was the last one that came out.
Yeah, I know, but we were there. I don't know, whatever. It was mostly just Timon and Pumbaa doing everything anyway.
Well, I think Timon was the MC.
The MC Hammer. Yes, he was the MC. But all the gymnastics. I thought the the fire twirler during Be Prepared was...
I mean, it's not a very long show, I think, but...
There was a lot involved.
But you get a lot in a really short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the flamethrower, you get the acrobats.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys.
You get the ballet sequence. So it is really like a circus, but...
Yep.
It's a shortened version of a circus, I think. But it's nice, too, because it's all of the Lion King music, which everybody knows and loves. And they really try to get the audience involved.
Saying, in the jungle.
Yeah, they get the audience involved. So there's like four sections of audiences. And for that song, each section sings its own part. So I think we had the Awimbawa, Awimbawa, Awimbawa. And the other section is the Awee. I can't do it right now.
Like a piece. Wee.
All the way home.
All the way home. So, I would say our first half of our vacation is going very well. Oh my gosh, we're only halfway through?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And today we have what? Epcot? Epcot is...
We have Epcot today, yep. Well, we have 2 days of Epcot. Today is like a half day and tomorrow will be a full day.
What is the plan for today?
Today is the try to get on some of the bigger rides so we, you know, can get them out of the way before tomorrow.
Right.
And then kind of just taking it, like the two big rides I want to get out of the way today would be Soarin' and the Test Track.
Right.
And then anything else we do, it'll just, you know, if we see it and we want to do it, we'll do it.
Right.
And if not, then...
And we are eating at the Rose and Crown Pub.
Correct. And we hope to get a seat so we can watch Illuminations at the Rose and Crown Pub. So kind of drinking while we're watching the show, I think.
Yeah, because, you know, we enjoy drinking. Whoa.
You can get a good beer, I think. They're probably imported from England.
I was quite surprised that they had Summer Shandy at...
The Planet Hollywood?
At Planet Hollywood. Wisconsin all the way, baby. Whee.
Well, I'm thinking that Milwaukee being the beer capital of the world, pretty much, I would think that a lot of beers come from there, don't you think?
Yeah, Miller, the Siege. Yeah, I don't know. It was quite surprising because I didn't see Summer Shandy when I was trying to get some for the trip, but whatever. But
did you get it last night? I don't remember.
I got the Orange Shandy with my dad.
Oh, but you didn't get it at Planet Hollywood. You got...
No, I had the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, that's right. That was really good.
Which, I'm trying to remember, it was what, Amaretto?
I think there was Kahlua in it.
No, it was Amaretto, Sweet and Sour, and Coke or something like that. Yeah, it was very simple. Good thing we took a snapshot. What was it?
Yeah, right.
To figure out how to make it. But that was pretty... But then the lemon, once I crushed up the lemon, put it, oh my gosh. They gave it that nice kick.
I know, I told you got to do that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so...
I told you gotta do that.
No. But I think we're looking forward to another fun day. I think, you know, this little rest video / period is something that we need to just kind of calm ourselves down and get us ready for today. Because, you know, the next 3 days are gonna be busy. And,
But I don't feel like I'm... The nap halfway through the day, like coming back to the hotel, taking a nap, is a really good way to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it gets us out of the sun, we do it probably at the hottest time of the day, too.
I know, right? It's awful.
What was your favorite ride?
What was my favorite ride so far?
Yeah.
Or what am I looking forward to?
Your favorite ride. That'll be the next question, what you're looking forward to.
Let's see, my favorite ride.
Or just favorite attraction.
I would say it'd be the Everest Expedition roller coaster.
You really like that one?
That was fun.
And you didn't even want to go on it.
Really?
Yeah, when I was planning the trip, you were like, yeah, I don't care about that.
Oh, I didn't saw it. It was more than I expected it to be. You know, I didn't think it was going to be that
good. It's a newer attraction.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that good, I guess. But, no, I was quite surprised. It was really, really good.
What did you like about it?
The backwards.
You liked going? Yeah, I don't think that's a typical thing on a roller coaster, just because it's really hard to program into a roller coaster.
Well, there's a lot of... I mean, if you remember, like, Great America back home, you know, every once in a while, they'll have, like, a specific roller coaster that goes backwards.
Yeah, but the whole ride is backwards, right?
Yeah.
Not just a portion of it.
Yeah.
Where this one, you go forward, backwards.
Right. Then as far as which one am I looking forward to? The Rock and Roller Coaster, Aerosmith.
We might have to do that one twice.
Yes. And hopefully we'll have different songs and we'll be singing, rocking out. How about you, honey? What are you looking forward to?
I think, what am I most looking forward to?
Hold on, before you answer that question. It's your turn. Rotate. Hello.
Hi. What am I most looking forward to? Ugh. Well, there's always Fantasmic.
Yeah, Fantasmic. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Fantasmic.
The test track. I've never done it before, so I think that I have high hopes for that. I've heard lots of good things about it. I was really taken back with the Festival of the Lion King. I thought that was... I really enjoyed it a lot. And sitting there thinking beforehand we wanted to kind of maybe do Cirque du Soleil, but we decided that it wasn't part of the budget and we could see a circus somewhere else. Kind of not as good as La Nuba, but... And then I think sitting through the Festival of the Lion King, I was good. I didn't need to go see La Nuba because Festival of the Lion King is somewhat similar. I mean, obviously, you get a lot more with La Nuba, but I got a little taste of it, so I'm good with that.
All's good.
I think we're going to try to do the Tower of Terror this time.
Definitely going to do Tower of Terror.
Everybody says it's good. I don't know why we haven't done it.
Last time we were just busy with everyone.
Yeah, and I don't think that everybody wants to go on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, what's the point of standing in line if only one or two people want to go on it?
Well, I think it would have been quite funny to see your mom go on it.
She would never, ever do it.
I know, but we're going to. Yeah, Tower of Terror.
You know what I think I'm most looking forward to? Is going around World Showcase and spending time in those pavilions.
Oh, yeah, and actually checking out different countries, legitly.
You know, a lot of them have, videos that you can watch, or they have an actual attraction that you can go see.
Right.
So, I think we should try to do as many as we can.
That sounds like a plan.
And if we don't see the video, whatever attraction they have, at least just going inside and seeing all the stuff that is at that country would be really cool.
Yeah.
So all in all, I've had a really good time on this trip, and we're only halfway through it almost.
Halfway through, then we get to return to reality.
That's gonna suck.
So I would say in the meantime, we will continue on with our trip and talk to you guys later. Kisses. Mwah. Yeah.
So.
I believe in the last video we left it off with we were going to Epcot. So, can you just go through and cover the highlights of the couple days after that?
No.
Should you have watched the videos before I started doing this?
Probably should have. Yeah.
Do you want me to guide you? And
why don't you just answer all the questions and I'll record you?
No. I'll ask you questions and I'll see if you remember.
Okay. Epcot. What did we do at Epcot? Rode a bunch of rides.
Okay.
Ate at a bunch of places.
So that first day in Epcot, what was the main purpose of going there? Do you remember?
Runs and Crown and Illuminations.
That's right.
Yeah.
And do we do anything before that?
Oh, we did that O Canada thing with Martin Short.
Did you like that?
It was interesting, yes.
And does it make you want to go to Canada?
Kind of.
I saw some things on Canada I didn't really know. I feel like we did the video on this, though, so that was just a highlight.
Yeah, yeah. But,
now the days are starting to blur together. We should have done this sooner.
Yeah, probably.
That's okay. It's kind of fun to go back and try to remember.
Yeah. But then we hung around Britain.
I believe that the first ride we went on was Soarin'. That
yes.
day.
Yes.
And we decided not to get a fast pass because they tricked us into thinking it was only a 20-minute wait when really it was more like a 40-minute wait.
Yeah.
The line wasn't very long. I feel like
we had that crappy interactive bird game.
Yeah, what was up with that?
It didn't work. It looks like it
at
was
least we
work.
Got third place and we did better than the people next to us.
Yeah, but the only reason we got third place is because the bird kept on flying in the same direction, and failing.
That bubble one thing looked kind of cool though. You hit the bubbles and like didn't paint a picture.
Yeah, I painted a picture.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Sort of was fun. Then, what else did we do that day, specifically?
I feel like we went on another ride.
Was that Imagination thing that same day?
No.
No, that was after. Never mind. Oh, we did the track.
That was the next day.
Damn it.
Yeah. Do we do Mission Space Earth?
No. No, it was the next day, too. Wasn't it?
Maybe.
Why don't we just talk about Akai in general?
That's okay, and it said hit the highlights.
Well, okay. Mission Space. Orange, not green. We're not wimps. Test track.
But that was the next day.
I don't care. We're talking about Epcot in general.
Okay.
We did the O China.
It was reflections of China.
I know. So kind of.
Which is just like the Canada one.
Yeah. So I kind of want to go to China, but I also want to go to Japan. Look at samurais and stuff.
Let's just take a minute and talk about Illuminations.
I don't wanna.
Let's talk about the seats that we had.
Right along the bank, eating food.
Nobody was in front of us.
Nope.
We had our own space. I could reach out my arm and not touch anybody next to me.
Yes, it was.
We didn't have to fight for them.
And it was decided that from now on, every time we go to Disney, we have to eat there and watch Illuminations.
Although I do have to say that it is true that there are no bad places to watch Illuminations from.
So why would we make the assumption?
I'm saying, like, you can see it from anywhere, and
true.
It's still the same show, but
sitting down and enjoying a drink.
Yeah, where you don't have to fight the crowd, and it was really good. Ugh. It almost made me cry, remember?
Yeah. Yeah,
Shh. Let's see. What else did we do? We did Captain EO. That was good.
Captain EO was fun.
You know they're taking that away, right?
No.
Yes, they're not going to be doing it anymore.
What?
They're just not.
It's a reminder of Michael Jackson.
But they're taking it away. It's going away. It's going bye-bye.
That's dumb.
Stop that.
What? I'm playing with my feet?
No. You're being naughty.
Not exactly a thing to say on a final video.
Well, stop doing it.
I'm not doing anything. I'm poking you with my foot. Yeah. Big baby. Okay.
What else do you do in Epcot?
Nothing. Watch around. You did your pearl thing. You got a pearl necklace.
That's right. We walked around all of World Showcase. We did all. We stopped at all the pavilions.
Tried different foods.
Yeah. And tried different.
We got rained out. We saw the double rainbow.
We saw a double rainbow. That's right. I'm pretty sure Disney somehow painted it in the sky.
Oh yeah.
Because it was too perfect.
It was a thunderstorm. Thank you.
It was too perfect.
A thunderstorm.
I got a pearl from Japan. I picked my own oyster.
And I had. I just started three customers in the last 5 minutes. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I gotta wear that tomorrow. Don't let me forget.
Yeah, sure works.
I had a scarf on. Oh. So there's no point to wear it when your neck is being hidden by a scarf.
Yeah.
Epcot. What characters did we see? Let's talk about that. In Epcot. Just in Epcot.
Mulan.
We saw Mulan.
Donald.
We saw Donald.
Because it was Pluto's birthday.
Yeah.
Goofies, whoever said that.
Right.
Belle.
Yep. We had to wait a long time to see Belle.
Yeah, Belle took her sweet time. Hysterical.
Yeah, we kept missing her, and then we walked back and forth because we got told she was in
France, but then
the American Pavilion, and it's definitely true that you cannot trust the French.
Pretty much.
Because they're the ones that told us it was in the American Pavilion.
French can't trust it. And we heard Snow White was somewhere, but we didn't see.
Snow White was... Oh, she was supposed to be in Germany, but we didn't see her.
Oh, well...
We weren't in Germany at the time.
That was
in the Magic Kingdom.
Was it? Oh, yeah. That's right. Never mind. I was wrong. Sorry.
Any other characters that we saw? At Epcot?
Pooh and Tigger.
Yeah, but we didn't really...
Yeah, we didn't stop and see him.
We didn't stop and see
him. Oh,
them.
Alice.
We saw Peter Pan, too.
Yeah, we did
see pictures of Peter Pan, but not with him. He didn't have a photographer.
Yeah, that was weird.
We did come across Alice. I don't think we got a picture of her at all, though. Oh. I don't remember seeing one.
No.
But it did look like Alice.
Yeah.
Peter Pan was good. He was good. And we didn't even visit with him, but just watching him interact with the other...
I'm never going out, never.
Yeah, and then he was like, oh, are you a lost boy?
Yes, I am a little lost boy.
Yeah. It was Q Beans. Any other characters? Can't think of any. Soren was really good again.
Soren was good.
I think I really liked that ride. I think that's one of my favorites.
Smelling the oranges.
Yeah.
Watching the golf ball. It's more fun when you're actually at the level where the golf ball hits you.
Yeah, right.
You're like, saying we get all freaked out.
I kind of felt like that, though.
Yes. But when you're so low, you feel like you're going to kick the water. Or the oceans and the river. You're like, what? It's fun.
We got free fast passes.
Free fast
to
passes
the test
for
track.
Fast track. Which is cool. So whoever that family was, thank you.
Yeah. Let's see.
Le Chef de France restaurant was...
Oh, yeah. We ate at Chef's de France.
You got a pearl necklace. You got a pearl necklace.
What else did I get? Do you remember?
Nope.
I wore it today.
Scarf? You wore your Belle scarf?
It's not a Belle scarf. It's
your
Paris scarf.
Whatever. Paris scarf. That's Key Beans.
What about Hollywood Studios?
Did everyone like it?
Actually... Nobody complimented me on it.
Yeah, and you spent $40 bucks on it.
It was not $40.
How much was it?
$20.
$30.
Nice try.
It
was
$20.
It was $30.
It was $20. It was $30 because you put it on your credit card. It was $30.
It was $20.
I remember.
You don't remember shit.
$29.99. Yep. My foot's stuck in there. Quit it. Aw, you're so pretty. I love you.
No.
Yeah.
No. If I look bad,
you look you look absolutely gorgeous, sweetie.
Yeah, according to you.
And that's all that matters. You dork.
No.
No. But anyway, Hollywood Studios.
Well.
Who did we see?
No.
Yeah. Well, walking in, we saw Donald and Daisy and Minnie Mouse. We didn't stand in line and get pictures with them, but we saw them.
Yeah.
And then, I feel like we went right to... We did Toy Story Mania first, and it's a good thing we did, because the line filled up.
We went...
We got fast passes.
Yeah, and then after that, we went to Tower of Terror.
Did we do Tower of Terror first? Yeah, we did.
Tower of Terror.
It was my first time.
It was my first time, too.
It was scary.
I was a virgin. No, I'm not. It was fun.
I feel like... I was really nervous. Did you know that?
No. Why were you nervous? I was with you.
I don't know, because I've never done it before. They drop you.
Oh, that was fun.
Like, they literally go up, and then up, and then...
It's like, whoa!
My purse was floating in midair. Oh. Like, it was literally just floating.
That's amazing.
I'm pretty sure that picture that we got from the ride shows it floating.
That's funny.
Like, it's just level sitting there.
That's funny.
Yeah. The guy next to you is like... Yeah. Like, he looks happy, and I'm like...
Well, if I knew where the picture was going to be, I would have posted it. I know. I would have posted for it much better. I didn't even know when it was going to be taken.
I know, right? But we did better on the Rock and Roller Coaster because we went...
We went twice, and we were like, rock out! Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The first time, we didn't look at the camera, so it just looks odd because we're...
I know,
like,
we're looking straight. But now that we knew where it was...
Yeah. The second time, we looked at the camera.
Yeah, we were like, rock out!
We had to ride it twice because we needed to escape the rain.
It was more fun the second time, too.
And then after Rock and Roller Coaster, then we did Toy Story Mania, right?
Yes, we did.
That was good again.
Where we sucked.
I was terrible this time. Like, beyond terrible. Yeah, me too. You did good.
I did all right. I was the best in the car.
Yeah.
For the morning.
Yeah, right? It was, 11:30 when we went on it?
Yeah, and some dude who had, like, quintuple my score... Who probably goes on it every day, once, you know.
It's probably a worker.
I know. Who knows every single little secret, 10,000.
I bet you the ones that have all the high scores are the ones that do work for Disney.
Probably.
Because they can get into the parks for free.
Yeah, they probably just...
Ride all those rides.
They probably go to each station, like, for an hour a day and just sit there and just practice.
I would totally do that. Wouldn't you?
No.
Oh. Well, then.
Maybe in Disney Quest, but not in Toy Story Mania. Among other things, yes.
What did we do after Toy Story Mania? Is that when we went into the Art of Animation and drew Dopey?
Dopey, that's right. But before we went and did Dopey, what did we do? Ralph. Ralph.
Did Record? We do that?
Yeah.
That's right. I went to get in line and you went Poo-Choo.
Okay, that's something you gotta take out of this video.
Nope.
You cannot say that I had to go poo-choo. That's not cool.
It's a natural bodily function.
Yeah, but you make it sound so bad.
You're the one that says you gotta go poo-choo.
Well, if I had to go and use the restroom, I had to let you know. But you got keist by Vanellope.
Yes, I did.
Von Schweetz.
That's right. They were good.
And she was taller than you.
They don't talk and they don't sign autographs,
But we were hanging out in Game Central Station.
That's right. That was a long line, actually.
Yeah. Well, we were waiting for them.
Yeah. They were a little late.
Well, and we also saw Sorcerer Mickey.
We didn't see him.
We saw him. We didn't get a picture.
Right.
That's okay.
I didn't even get one on my phone.
Is he another one of those tests, like, because you mentioned that...
No. I think he's always there.
Oh.
There's always at least one Sorcerer Mickey in one of the parks when you go.
Gotcha. Yeah, and then we drew Dopey. My Dopey sucked. Your Dopey was pretty good.
Yeah, mine wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yours started out good. You had a really good circle, and then it all went to crap.
I gave him a double chin.
I think it's because of your shakes, maybe.
Probably. Then I just am horrible at drawing.
Really? It's a good thing you're not an architect.
Exactly. I'm an engineer. I don't need to draw. I'm going to have people come up with drawings for me.
Then I feel like we did Mama Melrose. We went to eat lunch.
I believe you were right.
And
that was good.
Can't remember.
Let's see. You had calamari and...
For an appetizer. That one was really cool, how that restaurant, we got the appetizer, the entree, and a dessert platter to share.
Yep.
Wasn't that cool?
It was pretty neat.
Because you couldn't do that at every restaurant. And it was the dinner package.
Fantasmic.
So we didn't have to stand in line for Fantasmic. And yep. We got better seats than we got last time.
Exactly. But let's see. So you had calamari and you had that chicken, whatever it was called. And I got mussels.
That was really good.
And like a seafood pasta. But then the dessert was like four different types of...
I wasn't too... The desserts weren't that great for me.
I did enjoy the almond cheesecake.
They were all right.
I thought they were good.
They didn't have any chocolate on those desserts, that's by the way.
I thought the one cupcake souffle thingy cake, little mini cake.
I don't know. I
can't remember.
A whole lot of chocolate. If it was chocolate, it wasn't the form of chocolate.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. What else did we do? We went and saw Muppets 3D.
Yep, we did Star Tours.
We did Star Tours. That was cute.
We got a picture on the speeder. Remember?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we got a picture on the speeder.
We missed doing the lights, camera.
Oh, yeah, the stuff. But that was because of the rain.
Yeah, I think the show got canceled anyway.
Yeah, so. During Thunderstorm. Oh,
and we missed Indiana Jones, although we've seen it before. And what else did we do?
Oh, we did that movie ride.
Oh, I like that ride. Yeah, the great movie ride. We didn't do the backlot tour this time. I feel like the last time we did it, it wasn't everything that it used to be, so... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground was closed, so we couldn't do that.
Yeah, that was kind of a...
Yeah, that was a letdown.
Kind of a bummer.
Oh, we saw The Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Oh my gosh, do you remember Gaston's arms?
Oh my gosh, they were real!
Yeah, and buff! Okay, we'll have to go back and look at the video, but I'm pretty sure last year when we saw it, the guy had
was
to
fake.
Wear sleeves.
They were fake.
To make his arms buff.
Yeah, they were fake.
But this time when we saw
this guy
it,
was
his
real.
Arms were real. And not only that, but when his arm was at rest, he had a huge lump for his tricep.
Oh yeah.
It was huge!
He was buff.
Seen a tricep that big, unless it was on a bodybuilder, but this was Gaston in Beauty and the Beast live show at Disney World. He was no bodybuilder.
Why not get a...
I guess he was just really... he was really good at his part. He must have been really good to bodybuild like that. And
have a voice. So I complained.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm not complaining.
I couldn't,
awesome.
I couldn't stop staring.
I know you couldn't stop staring.
I was in, like, dumb amazement. I'm like... Holy crap!
They were huge arms.
But, yeah, was there anything else exciting that happened? Well, then Fantasmic occurred. Yay!
Did we do anything else?
That was when we did the second time of...
The hot chocolate was really good that we
did. I was actually not too impressed with the hot chocolate.
Really? I really liked the hot chocolate.
I didn't like it.
I liked it.
The ice cream was good. I got ice cream.
I didn't have any, but
you had popcorn.
You ate it all.
I offered you something. You didn't want any.
No, I had my hot chocolate.
Exactly.
It was raining.
So don't complain.
We broke down and bought ponchos, remember?
Yeah. Yay, now we got ponchos.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then we saw Fantasmic. When it was wet. It was cute.
I feel like it stopped raining enough.
I see my foot.
That the show was really good.
How about foot? Okay.
They didn't do the show like they did last year. They, like, cut a little bit of...
It was still good, though.
They didn't do the Steamboat Willie sequence, but that's all right. I know what it looks like, and I have it on video.
So. Steamboat Willie.
But it was really good. We had really good seats.
Yeah.
Like, really good. Like, right in the middle, in an aisleway.
Yes, it was good.
It wasn't like Beauty and the Beast, where we had to keep switching, because...
Yeah, you're short.
I'm sorry. Okay. I hate it when people block my view. I want, like, a view of the whole thing.
You want that panoramic.
Yeah. I don't want someone's head sticking up right here.
You're a cutie. I was.
But it ended up being okay.
Yep. And then, for our last and final ticket day, we went back to Magic Kingdom. We took the ferry across the lagoon.
Oh, and that's right. That day was really hot.
Yeah.
And really crowded. And I think at that time...
We were tired.
We were just done.
We went to Gaston's Tavern.
We did. We got the pork.
We got the pork shank. And we each got a cinnamony roll.
We got that apple juice drink.
LeFou's Brew.
There you go.
Frozen apple juice with flavoring of toasted marshmallow with passion fruit foam in the collector's mugs. It's pretty good, yeah.
But we were done.
Yeah, we were done. And then we had a lovely...
We got fast passes to Peter Pan, but we didn't stay long enough to get on.
It was
hot. We should have just gone in the line and was like, you know what, it's like 20 minutes and we're going to go leave the park, so can you just let us on?
Or we could have been nice and handed the two to some kids. But we said, screw it. And
now we have the slips with us.
Yeah.
I want to, like, I want to ask the people if I can just keep the fast pass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why do they take them from me? Or do they take them from me because I hand it to them? You know what I mean? Like, it's already printed on. What are they going to do? They can't redistribute it when the date and the time is stamped on it.
I don't know. But, anyway, after that was our long drive back. We stopped just outside of Nashville in a...
crap hotel?
No, it wasn't bad. It's crap to you because you want...
It was a whole...
Okay, it was $50 for a freaking double bed.
I guess. The hotel across the way had people screaming, and it was like midnight.
But that was like, I'm sure that was like $30 crack whore house, whatever. We slept fine, and we got it home safe and sound. Here we are. See, you here, and I am here.
Give me that. I don't think we're done yet.
We're done.
No, because I want to ask you what your favorite ride is.
What your favorite moment... of Disney World was?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Easy. Really?
Yep. Actually, you know what? That's the second. Disney Quest.
That was your favorite?
That was my favorite. I got to play Fix a Felix Jr.
That's right. You did?
It was fun.
And
of course, hold on. I think the most fun, the best part of that whole thing was you and I doing the Pirates thing.
That was cool.
Blowing up three-dimensional ghost ships. We won. Two-person, kicking ass, taking names.
Is there anything that you didn't get to do that you wanted to do?
Nope. I did everything, and you did a very good job planning everything, sweet.
I did put a lot of time and effort into planning.
Now, you're not going to do that next year, though.
Why not?
Because it took too much time with busy day.
But I need something to do with my day.
Yeah, I know, but the problem is... You know, this time it was me and you, and basically, you know, we could agree on what we wanted to do. But now, it's going to be a family event. And it's going to be problems.
Well, it depends on also when we go. I mean, this time was relatively easy.
And it's like, also going to depend on who goes.
We didn't actually stick to the plan as I spelled out. But that's okay, because there weren't any lines.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on when we go with my family. Like, if we decide to go during a busy time, then we will have to plan out when we go on rides.
Like I said, it also depends on who goes. Because if some people decide they don't want to go because they don't want
to... Oh, they're going.
Because you say so, or because they say so?
Hey,
She's looking.
Yeah.
She's not quite sure.
You're being recorded, if I can. Lost her.
She's scared. She's scared of the camera.
Ow, buddy.
Ow.
Don't scare her. you're hurting me.
There she is.
Is she under the bed?
The fat cutie. I see you, fat cutie.
Is she under the bed?
Yep.
Meow.
Meow.
Leave
it alone. Okay. Anywho.
Ow.
Ugh. What was your favorite show? Talk about your favorite ride. What was your favorite show? There were a lot of them. There was Beauty and the Beast.
I guess Illuminations.
Illuminations, really? Why?
Because I like fireworks.
And the Fantasmic and Wishes has fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, it's just something about Illuminations. It's cute.
I agree with that, actually.
Okay.
I really like the music of Illuminations, I think. What's my favorite ride, Steve? I think I like so many of them, it's hard for me to just pick one.
Your favorite ride was Soarin'.
I like it, but I don't know if it's my favorite.
Well, why don't you answer your own question then? What is your favorite?
I can't. I told you that.
Okay, then that's a problem.
I like too many of them that I can't say what my favorite is.
You just like Disney in general, so.
Yeah, I guess. So Rock and Roller Coaster was your favorite? No, you said Disney.
Disney Coast.
But what was your favorite ride?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Okay. But Disney Quest was the highlight of the trip for you.
It was free.
I think the highlight of for me was seeing Illuminations at the Rose and Crown Pub. So we had a really good dinner and the show and the...
Another fun thing was hanging out with my dad and sister.
Yeah, that was good.
And going swimming in the river.
Yep.
On the speedboat.
Sunburned.
Yeah, but...
But that was the only time we got sunburned, so that's good. Exactly. We didn't get sick, so sometimes I can get sick when I get sunburned.
Yeah, me too. It sucks.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
Oh well. Anyway, that concludes our summary of all the good, fun things that we did on our trip. And we look forward to doing it again in the future. Which by future probably means next year. Because we will have the condo.
Okay, but now, because I need something to do with my time. Can I plan a cruise to Alaska?
Well, that just means we're not doing Disney next year.
Well, we're already doing Disney next year. Like, that's already... We already paid for that.
Yes, for the most part, but we don't...
Well, I shouldn't say that. I should say that we're paying for a condo, so...
Correct.
So that doesn't necessarily mean we have to do Disney, but... It's already paid for, the condo. And
not yet.
And we still get the $400 credit, which could be used to go do Disney.
Correct.
So technically, Disney is a...
However...
It's already paid for.
It's all going to be dependent on vacation.
I know. I'm planning it for 2015.
Planning what? The cruise?
Yeah.
Oh. That's what you want to do.
Which means we got to wait.
2 years.
Yep.
Get over it. You're fine. Alright, well, you go forward with that. I am going to go back to doing what I do best.
School?
Yeah. So, by this time next year, I should have my master's. We should be rocking out. We are going to celebrate Disney style.
Great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
And that should do it for this podcast. If you've made it this far, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. I apologize that it was so late, since we had 6 months since our last vacation, but hopefully I will get stuff together and I can get to make an improvement on that. We are planning our next vacation for May, and I will post it on all of that. Please comment below if you have any thoughts, ideas, questions, etc. And thanks again. Bye.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, It's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Ah! Hello.
What's up? We have to finish our video.
So you're doing the one though?
Yeah, why not? Zach and Amanda are gone.
What does that mean?
It means you gotta finish our video, because we never finished it.
Okay.
We gotta conclude.
What are we concluding?
Our trip.
We haven't done that already?
No, not really.
Okay. Shouldn't we both be in this one?